being joined by U16 AAA Pete's coach, Mike Ferrugia. First off, Mike, congratulations on your OMHA championship win. How are you feeling now that it's all over?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I don't know. I to be honest, I still, it feels a little bit surreal. It's like the biggest, it's kind of their last kick at the can for this, for the OMHA Red Hats. So, I just can't believe we got it done.
And you guys won the title with a 1-0 triple overtime win over the Southern Tier Admirals. What were the emotions like during that game, and how tense was it, especially when it started going from overtime to overtime to overtime?
To be honest with you, I think there was more nerves before the game than there was in overtime. They're a heck of a hockey team, and like they could have just easily, been wearing the Red Hats today. They're just the way they played. Like early in the year, we looked at teams that we had to compete with, and we kind of built our programs and our structure around the teams that we knew that we would have to face. And that was one of them. We knew that it would be hard to score against them. We knew that their D zone, their discipline, the attention to detail was elite. So we knew as long as we played our game, we hung in there, we didn't cheat, that we would be fine. And then, as from the bench, our point of view was just to make sure that we stayed above the puck, we didn't cheat, and we just kept playing no matter how long it would take. And if we just did what we did, or we did what we needed to do, we would eventually pull it off. But it all credit obviously goes to the kids, because they were exhausted. They played close to 80 minutes of the second game of the day, and they played strictly on adrenaline, and to keep that mental edge was, I don't know. I knew playing as a kid, there's no way I could have done that. So, these kids are elite. They're awesome.
Everyone always dreams of scoring that overtime goal to win a championship for your team. Caden Harmon gets it done, scoring a power play goal. How relieved and excited was the bench at that moment when you knew that goal had gone in?
I didn't see it. I saw the mesh move, but by the time I saw the mesh move, Drews was all over me, and I didn't see actually a celebration. He smothered me, and then the coaching staff kind of just had this big, and then I turned around and I saw the kids all piled on center ice, and it still hadn't hit me then. I was kind of looking down to see whether it would actually went in or not. It's kind of a set play we kind of go to when we get late in the power play, when we catch them kind of sleeping with a little fatigue. So it's for to see it work out, obviously, is amazing, to be honest. But again, I didn't see it go in. And then obviously, when we did realize it, when it went in, just the elation and just the emotion kind of just all came out. And I personally had to stop myself from tearing up, because, it's just been such a amazing year, and, it's coming to an end. And I just felt so happy for the boys, and we've suffered so much heartbreak this year. And I know that, if you look at our record, it only says we have 6 losses, but our 6 losses came at devastation, losing 1-0 in the finals of our home tournament, losing 2-1 to one of the top American teams in triple overtime, losing semifinals to JRC in the London tournament. And those losses were devastating to us. And, our message to these kids were, you're never going to know what it's like to be a champion unless you lose. And I couldn't walk into that dressing room with a loss last night. I didn't know if I was capable of doing it. It was like we had to win last night, because I wasn't prepared to tell the boys again. So from a coaching standpoint, I think that was the most stressful thing that we were, that was on my mind.
What was the atmosphere like in the arena itself? It was up in Oakville. What were the crowds like, and how was it playing in front of, I heard it was a packed house.
I would say arguably there was 1,500 people there, and it was loud. There was always constant, ruckus, I guess. And it was just there was a buzz. There was just a buzz and a lot of oohs and ahs. We hit a post. There was a 2-on-1. There was, they had a nice slip play there. It was back and forth. And, from a spectator standpoint, for free admission, I think it's the best way to spend a Sunday night for a coach or coaches or parents, especially a goalie parent. I don't know if I would want to be in that crowd, but definitely an opportunity for our boys to showcase themselves and, you know, and show them what they've done all year and how much hard work they put in. So for them, I think they earned it. They earned that audience. And again, I couldn't be any more proud of them.
You mentioned goalie parents there. Mason Johnston, he picked up the shutout in the win. Talk about his play during that 80-plus minutes.
He is a warrior. Like, he is one of the most intense players I've ever seen. Like, staring down the other goalie at National Anthem, like, in the zone. You know, he also shut out YSC, who, you know, obviously YSC is one of the top scoring teams in the country. He shut them out in the semifinal game. You know, he played 4 of the 5 games in the OMHA. He's been, you know, kind of our horse down the stretch here. He is just laser focused. His commitment, he plays the puck real well. He's very, very poised in the net. He's got such a big presence. Like, yeah, like, we don't get it done without him, for sure.
This was the first OMHA title won by a U16 Pete's team in 15 years. 2008 was the last time it happened. Was that on your mind going into the weekend, or was that even on your radar?
I didn't even know, Scott, to be honest with you. You know, as much as ratings and rankings and everything, like, I got to be honest, like, we don't pay attention to any of that stuff. Like, we're in the four walls when we show up to the rink, and we're on that ice, and we tell our kids we got to ignore everything that's on the outside, and we just pay attention to the process and just the task at hand. And I think that's why we don't get too high, we don't get too low. I just think that they just really buy in. They really want to be together. And I, you know, it's great to be able to put Peterborough back on the map of minor hockey. I know there's a couple of age groups coming up here that look pretty good, and it's just nice to be able to, you know, put our organization back on the map here and let some people know out there that, you know, don't sleep on Peterborough.
So you've got the OMHA championship trophy and the red hats. What's next for the team now?
We got to get ready for the OHL Cup here at the end of the month. And, you know, it's the top 20 teams of the province, and we're going to get geared up for that. We've got some work to do. We're going to give the boys a couple days off here and rest and recover and get over it. And we're going to get back to work on Wednesday and clean up a couple areas where we feel like we need to strengthen. And obviously, you know, just get ready for that journey, which is going to be, again, a lot of fun. And there's going to be, you know, some big crowds. And again, these boys have deserved it. They worked hard to be in front of all these eyes.
Well, we wish you all the best on that OHL Cup journey, and congratulations on an awesome weekend. And thanks so much again for taking the time, Mike.
Oh, I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you very much.